It's Chanel here, and this is Peace Out. I'm whispering because everyone here is asleep, so I'll just move a little farther away. Okay, that's better. Calla the Red Panda and Chuff the Snow Leopard followed their new friend Hangzana to the home of a group of red pandas, different than Calla's. They've been spending time with their new friends and are also sleeping a lot. They've been traveling for a long time now and climbed half a mountain already, so they're tired. Let's leave them be for a bit while we do the calm down countdown. Okay, have a seat or lay down. Close your eyes. Breathe in and out. Make sure you're comfortable by checking in with your body. You can do a quick scan from head to toes. Roll your shoulders back. Make a fist with both hands and squeeze, tightening up your hand and arm muscles, and release. Wiggle your toes and move your feet. Make any other adjustments you need to get more comfortable now. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, and out, 3, 2, 1. Keep breathing in nice and slow and breathe out long. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Another reason why Calla and Chuff are so tired is that they had to swim to get to the red pandas. Chuff thought that it might be the water part of the treasure rhyme. At the highest altitude, for centuries, lay a multitude of treasures beyond all imagination that will one day save our humble nation. Riches that will only be unburied by one who is pure of heart and deed, who will pass through fire, water, air and earth, and defeat monsters to prove their worth. The fortune you seek to win is unlocked by power from within. I wonder if they'll have dreams about swimming now. Let's pretend to swim too. If you're laying down, sit up. Make sure you have a lot of room around you. Let's make a windmill with our arms. Lift one arm up straight over your head and stretch out the other arm down toward the ground. Now slowly begin to move them around in a circle without bumping into anything. Keep taking deep breaths in and out. Start slowing down your arms until the opposite arm comes to a stop above your head. Now begin moving them backwards this time. Slow it down, and now place both arms on your lap. Let's lay down now. Close your eyes and let your legs go loose. Stretch out your arms with your palms facing up. Deep breaths in and out. Have you ever had a dream about flying? Those are the best. Let's do that now. Slowly turn over onto your belly. Turn your head to one side. Stretch out your arms either to your sides or straight out in front. whichever feels more comfortable. Wiggle your legs and let them rest on the ground. Close your eyes and keep doing your deep breaths in and out. Use your imagination now to imagine that you're flying in the air, through the clouds and into the blue of the sky. The sun is right above you, warming your back. The wind is blowing your hair back. You can see the green grass far, far below you, and the tiny treetops dotting the landscape. Birds are swooping left and right in front of you. Now the sky is getting a little darker. The sun has begun to set, and the sky is slowly turning orangey pink. Let's go in for a landing now. Use your mind's eye to find a good spot to rest and head towards that area now. Stretch your arms up straight forward next to your ears and now turn onto one side. Bring your elbows and knees in closer to your body into a comfortable position, resting. We're going to hang out here for the rest of our time together. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Imagine again the sky above you. It's now nighttime, and it's dark. Dark enough to see the stars. There are thousands of them up there, twinkling and looking so beautiful. The moon is shining brightly too. What type of moon are you seeing? A full moon, round and bright? A crescent moon, looking like a perfect curve? Let's look at it in our imagination one more time. If you've listened to our trip to the moon story, way back in the beginning of season one, remember you wrote your name on the moon. It is your special spot that only you can go to when you need a break. You can do this by closing your eyes and just imagining yourself there, on the moon, quiet and peaceful. And when you're ready, you can hop back onto the Star Bouncer spaceship and come back to Earth. I'm feeling sleepy now. Well, it looks like Kala and Chef will be resting more, so I better go too. I hope it's okay that I share this lullaby I just learned with you before we go. The evening is coming, the sun sinks to rest. The crows are all flying straight home to their nest. Caw, says the crow as she flies overhead. It's time, little people, we're going to bed. Peace out, and peace within.